Hey guys,
back to Two Goats Radio. Charles Giuliani, not related to Rudy.
And if I am, I don't want to know about it. We got Dave there on out in California. Yeah, Dave, go ahead, Ben.
Hi, am I still here?
You're still here.
Oh, good. Okay. Just a little side note. I use my full name and call into lots of shows, and I do it to let the world leaders know that there's a couple people out here besides yourself that aren't afraid, and to show them that I'm still free, and to let the people who listen in and report on these things know what's going on, too. I mean, I figure...
Yeah, you know, they're into intimidating us. It's time we intimidate them back. It's just an old fogey behind the curtain anyway, pulling the smoke screen strings there, so...
Yeah, pretty much. And
maybe if we intimidate him enough, you know, we'll bring him into a heart attack or something, you know?
Yeah, they'll give him, you know, ruin their dinner or something. Anything like that's good.
Yeah.
Anyway, on the subject of population reduction, Fort Detrick, Maryland, and bioweapons, at one point shortly after 9/11, I got really interested in the West Nile virus, and I have some training as an epidemiologist. I'm not a full-on epidemiologist, but I've had training in that branch of science, and I went looking at it, and one of the places I went to look was at the CDC's own website where they keep stuff like that. And right after it first broke, and for about a year afterward, you could actually go to the CDC's website and look at the maps of the places where it had hit. And so I said, well, gee, I wonder where it got started from, you know, because you can theoretically go back to the beginning, you know, the first cases that they found. And guess where the first cases that they found were? Right around Fort Detrick, Maryland, a nice little red spot, and on Long Island, and or Manhattan, if I don't know if it's the same thing or not. But anyway, there were two little red spots on the map, and that was it. Fort Detrick, Maryland.
Same thing. They're right near each other, but yeah.
Yes, and now if you go look at their maps, they don't show it that way. They just show these big state blob maps that, you know, we have it here and we have it here, but you can't go back and look at where it actually originated. And unfortunately, not being too sophisticated at the time that I was actually looking at that, I didn't think to copy the map so that I could prove it. But if anybody out there has access to that stuff, I urge them to come forward with that, because it's a real smoking gun that West Nile came out of Fort Detrick. Also, further information on West Nile, which has kind of dropped off the map for most people. It has or had a 6% mortality rate. They never mention what the human morbidity rate is, which is the damage that's done if you don't die, but I expect it's pretty high because it's a flaccid paralysis. Flaccid paralysis means that once you kill those nerves, you lay in bed for the rest of your life until you eventually die of bed sores. They don't ever mention that. Had a 40% equine mortality rate. I'm not sure if the vaccines that they give horses now are helping that or not. But the really weird stuff is it infects all species. CDC scientists at the time said that were amazed. They said they'd never seen anything like it, that even reptiles were getting it. And also it can be passed via blood and exposure to infected meat. So if you eat the stuff, you can get it. And if you get bit by something, it's got it.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
And we know how good they are at expecting our meat, huh?
Yeah.
They'll open the back door. This is how they do it, literally. They open the back doors of every 15th truck, and they just look inside. Yeah, smells okay, looks okay. All right, close it. Yep, moving on. Next one.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. That's how they inspect trucks. You know, like they come down from Canada. And over here, it's even worse with the meat they inspect domestically. Those are the high standards, when they just open one out of every 15 trucks.
Yeah,
they're more cautious with those inspections.
Well, you got to be cautious if you're around infected meat. You might get something.
Oh man, I'm telling you, it's scary. It really is. It's a wonder that, you know, the human race has survived as long as it has with these scoundrels in power.
Yeah, and most people don't talk about this West Nile thing. It's gotten real quiet, and you can't really find any up-to-date information. It seems that it's
kind of gone
away.
There's just so many other things, too. I mean, you got your bird flu, and you got your Ebola, and, man, it just goes on and on and on. All right, did you want to hang on after the break? Or?
Sure, if you like.
Okay, sure. Be right back, folks. Stick with us. What it's done to me, lose the love I knew, safely. Thank you.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
We're back on Two Thirds Radio. Talk about population control. We got Dave from Northern California. I guess I need to specify that, huh?
Southern, just because Southern California is la-la land to us people up here in the far north. We've all been trying to secede from Southern California for a long time. Now it looks like we're going to have to secede from the whole darn union. I would vote for that.
Isn't that where Arnold is located?
Yeah. They're the people that voted Arnhole in. Anyway.
The charm.
Yeah. I'll get off the phone and let somebody else call in, but I just wanted to say, if anybody out there has access to information on West Nile or records that would prove that it's still a big problem, because it seems to be one of those things that sort of just dropped off the map like everything else, like the anthrax attacks, perfect example. Something horrible happens, everybody gets excited, and then it just sort of gets quiet, and then something else horrible takes its place just as quickly as possible. And I think West Nile is still boiling away out there, just sort of off the map where you can't see it. There's no reason for it to have stopped. They haven't actually addressed the problem. So I expect that we're still seeing West Nile problems that aren't being diagnosed or just aren't really being reported as such. That's a guess, though.
Well, you know, it's like the anthrax investigation, so-called. It's been dropped.
Yeah.
And the only reason they gave is they ran at the top military secrets. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, can anybody say inside job? I mean, what more do you need than that? Oh, it's scary stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Dave, thanks for your call.
Thank you, man.
Anytime.
All right, bye.
Yep. All right. That was an interesting call because it kind of leads right into what I want to talk about next. This is another aspect, guys, of the population control fiasco. As a matter of fact, this will show you what I'm going to talk about next. This will show you the kind of psychopathic mentality that government officials and government agencies actually have. If you have any doubt that they're interested in reducing the population, mass murdering segments of the population, if what I've shared with you already has not convinced you of that, well, check this out. Most Americans are totally oblivious to the fact that for decades on end now, the CIA, the Army, and other government agencies have been engaging in human experimentation, without the knowledge or consent. Now, what I'm going to be focusing on here just deals with dousing the public in major cities around the country with chemical and biological agents just to see what the effects would be. This is only one aspect. I've got other shows coming up in the future. I'm going to be talking about, you know, MK Ultra, mind control experiments. You wouldn't believe the sick and psychopathic stuff that's gone on. And, you know, in these experiments, they've actually employed top-notch scientists, doctors, professors in various fields, the people that you ordinarily would think that you could trust. Prestigious doctors, you know, medical professionals and scientists and whatever, that you would think are out for your interest and your health and your well-being. No, they were actually the ones contracting with the CIA, multi-million-dollar contracts, working with and for the CIA, the U.S. Army, and again, other government branches, to literally treat humans like guinea pigs and douse them with deadly chemicals and biological agents just to see what the effects would be. But let me just focus here on the CIA and the U.S. Army working jointly, releasing chemical and biological agents in cities around the country, and, you know, again, just to see what happened. It's been admitted. Oh, these people are psychopaths, man, let me tell you. They really view us, guys, as the little lab rats, the little playthings. But let's take a look, again, at some examples of this. The Army, for example, has acknowledged publicly that between 1949 and 1969, over a period of 20 years, 239 populated areas from coast to coast were blanketed with chemical and biological agents. 239 locations around the country. The public was treated, once again, as guinea pigs, as it was sprayed with toxic agents for the purpose simply of measuring patterns of dissemination in the air, weather effects, dosages, optimum placement, etc. Sometimes the CIA assisted the U.S. Army in these experiments. At other times, it acted alone. Here are a few examples. 1950, San Francisco Bay Area, clouds of spray from a ship were created that engulfed an area 200 miles long up and down the coast. The spray contained Bacillus globigi, can't pronounce half of these, and Serratia marcescens. I'm probably butchering the pronunciation here, but anyway, these are two deadly bacterium. To test the feasibility of a military application of these cultures for biological warfare. 11 infections and one death were reported as a result. This is just what they report. God knows there's probably a heck of a lot more than that. But just from those tests alone in Northern California, over a period of 20 years, 11 infections were reported and one death had resulted. Was anybody brought to justice? Were there any trials? Any investigation? Nope, nothing. They totally got away with it. They're ruining people's health and even in some cases their lives, killing them, and totally getting away with it. Nobody was informed of this. Nobody was asked if they wanted to participate. They just simply used the public as guinea pigs. And by the way, there's been other instances like this. They even give on occasion permission to pharmaceutical companies, for example, or chemical companies to test new agents. There was a small town in Colorado, I remember, back in the 80s, where by helicopter they dumped, it was a small town of like 300 people, mostly elderly, so, you know, they're expendable. They dumped this new fertilizer over this town, and there were, oh, a couple dozen deaths, and many people got deathly ill, and they did, you know, some of them recovered, but still deathly sick. God knows what the long-term effects were, too, aside from death. You know, the ones that recovered, you know, who knows, 10, 20, 30 years down the line, probably developed tumors as a result of this. But they were simply testing a new pesticide. Unbelievable. In 1953, Minneapolis was another target. 61 releases of zinc cadmium sulfide in four sections of the city. No report was released of any casualties, but this substance is known to cause lung damage, kidney inflammation, and fatty degeneration of the liver. Unbelievable. 1953 in the D.C. area, zinc cadmium sulfate was sprayed from a height of 75 feet, combined with lycopodium spores. Don't even know what that is, but it doesn't sound good. Lycopodium spores. 1969, Cambridge, Maryland area. Zinc cadmium sulfate. 115 open-air tests. That's, again, if they're doing this stuff, and this is documented, it's admitted that they're doing this. Heaven only knows what else they're doing, guys. But again, doesn't this remove any doubt you might have that they're interested in reducing the world's population and poisoning you when they're doing this stuff right out, right on the open? These are poisons, okay? These are chemical and biological warfare agents that they've been releasing on the public, but I've only just begun. Early 1960s, Washington's National Airport and the Washington Greyhound Bus Terminal were involved in these tests. The Army released Bacillus subtilis. Yeah, sounds real subtle. The effects of this bacteria are especially harmful, even deadly to the elderly and the sick. And there's no known reports about what the consequences of this were. There wasn't any follow-up. These people were just inundated with it and went their own separate ways. I'm sure there were sicknesses and deaths that result from this, but we'll never know. And again, was anybody brought to justice over this? Nope. They totally get away with it. It's absolutely astonishing. Anyway. Okay. 1955, Tampa Bay area. The CIA conducted an open-air test with whooping cough bacteria. The number of reported whooping cough cases jumped from 339 and one death in 1954 to 1,080 and 12 deaths in 1955. Anybody doubt that the government is interested in reducing the world population when they're doing these tests? Admittedly, this is what they admit to. And let me tell you, there's a whole lot of stuff they deny, a whole lot of documents that you know are blacked out when they do release them, and many, many, many more that they won't release at all, blacked out or otherwise. This is just stuff that has been acknowledged. Heaven only knows, once again, the stuff that they're still continuing to do that we have no idea about. And let me tell you, they're still doing a lot of stuff. 1956 to 58, Savannah, Georgia, and Avon Park, Florida. The Army released hundreds of thousands of Aedes aegypti mosquitoes that are known for carrying yellow fever and dengue fever. Though the Army claimed that they were uninfected, one would have to wonder why they were released at all in the first place. Judging from previous involuntary use of the public as their guinea pigs, there's no reason to believe this denial. Okay, let me go on. 1956, New York City. CIA and Joint Army team sprayed the Holland and Lincoln tunnels using trick suitcases and a car with dual mufflers to release them. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back. I'll talk about that some more.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host Charlie Giuliani, continuing our discussion here on population control. So this particular experiment, this was in 1956 in New York City. The CIA and the Army teamed up and sprayed the Holland and Lincoln tunnels using trick suitcases. Fake suitcases, in other words, and a car with dual mufflers. The agent used this time was Bacillus subtilis, variant Niger, whatever that is. It's a variant of that particular strand, I guess. This agent was also released in subway systems during rush hours. One method was to fill light bulbs with the bacteria and then smash them on the sidewalk near subway ventilation grills. Oh, isn't that nice? Yeah, just let the wind carry them along. And, you know, they would sit behind ventilation shafts, you know, in subways sometimes when they did this stuff. They'd release it through the ventilation vent. And then they'd sit there with their little clipboard and take notes. They'd observe, you know, are people sneezing, coughing, wheezing, their faces turning red, whatever. And just taking notes, observing what's happening. It's just absolutely incredible, guys. The U.S. Army has also used servicemen as human guinea pigs to develop and perfect chemical and biological warfare agents over the years. For example, the Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs released a report in 1994 which stated, check this out, quote, approximately 60,000 military personnel were used as human subjects in the 1940s to test two chemical agents, mustard gas and lucite, which is a blister gas. Oh, lovely. Most of these subjects were not informed of the nature of the experiments and never received medical follow-up after their participation in the research. Additionally, some of these human subjects were threatened with imprisonment at Fort Leavenworth if they discussed these experiments with anyone, including their wives, parents, and family doctors. For decades, the Pentagon denied that the research had taken place, resulting in decades of suffering for many veterans who became ill after the secret testing. Once again, I will ask the question, does anybody doubt the fact that the scoundrels that control this government are interested in population control, or that they have, that they don't have the lack of scruples required to engage in such activities? When you realize that, you know, various government agencies for decades on end have been doing stuff like this, I mean, really, can you possibly doubt that this stuff is indeed going on? Of course, it's not just the Army and the CIA that have played such games on U.S. citizens. Many other federal institutions have conducted tests on people unbeknownst to them for decades on end now. Often it happens that various branches of the military have experimented, or at least have proposed to experiment on the general public with new supposedly non-lethal weapons systems. I made reference to this before. One such instance was reported on CNN September 12, 2006, just last year. This is what I made reference to earlier. The Air Force secretary? Here's what CNN said. Non-lethal weapons such as high-powered microwave devices should be used on American citizens in crowd control situations before being used on the battlefield, the Air Force secretary said Tuesday. The object is basically public relations. Domestic use would make it easier to avoid questions from others about possible safety considerations, said Secretary Michael Wine, or Wynn. If we're not willing to use it here against our fellow citizens, then we should not be willing to use it in a wartime situation, said Wynn. Because if I hit somebody with a non-lethal weapon and they claim that it injured them in a way that was not intended, I think that I would be vilified in the world press. You catch that? This is what I was talking about earlier. They're not concerned, guys, about our domestic media, because they know, as always, that they'll lie and cover things up. They have control of the domestic media, but they don't have that control with the foreign press, not yet anyway, not fully. And so, you know, they will be demonized in the foreign press. They don't want the bad PR. So they're actually coming out and telling you that they're going to experiment with you here. Go Google it, guys. They've been certainly experimenting with our servicemen. You'll see them, you know, dropping to the floor and just wailing in pain, excruciating pain, as these microwave weapons are aimed in their direction. But, you know, if all this isn't bad enough, President Bill Clinton admitted during a speech that he gave on October 3rd, 1995, that the U.S. government had conducted thousands of radiation experiments on unsuspecting victims across the country during the second half of the 20th century. And when we get back, I'll read you the statement that he made. It's astonishing. Stick with us, folks.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Two-Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani, talking about population control. Here's the statement that Bill Clinton made. Maybe I should try to talk like Bill. No, I'll spare you. Anyway, here's what he said. Thousands of government-sponsored experiments did take place at hospitals, universities, and military bases around our nation. Notice he said thousands. And notice where he said they took place. And, you know, I'm going to document this. I got a show I've put together. I'm going to go into detail on this, where and when they took place and the exact nature of these tests, what they involved. It's unbelievable, guys. It's just incredible. But this is all public record now. It's documented. It's undeniable that this stuff was going on. They did in prisons, too. Prisoners were subject to just total Hitlerian, Orwellian, you know, Mengele-type six psychopathic experimentations. Again, he said thousands of government-sponsored experiments did take place at hospitals, universities, and military bases around the nation. Well, you know, military bases, yeah, you can figure that. But hospitals and universities? They're big ones, too. Major, well-respected and prestigious medical establishments, medical doctors. You know, people were going in with third-degree burns, expecting to get treatments for their burns, And they didn't even bother with the burns. That wasn't their interest. Oh, they just put a Band-Aid or a bandage or whatever. But what they really were doing was giving them radiation dosages, painting their skin with this pasty material that would stick. And it was highly radioactive. And, you know, they would come back the next day, and the people didn't know what was being done to them, of course. And, you know, they were testing them to see, oh, do they have lesions, sores? Are they developing any cancerous tumors? Anyway, Clinton goes on, the goal was to understand the effects of radiation exposure on the human body, you know, for military applications and, you know, whatever. Also mind control applications, too. I'll talk about that on a future show. Anyway, Clinton goes on, while most of the tests were ethical, no, they were not. Not one of them was, but anyway, nevertheless, here he goes on. Though most of the tests were ethical,
yeah, sure,
by any standards, some were unethical. You don't say now. Some were unethical, not only by today's standards, but by the standards of the time in which they were conducted. They failed both the test of our national values and the test of humanity. Well, at least he did admit that anyway. Please notice, guys, that these experiments were conducted, like I said, at hospitals and universities, as well as by government institutions. So, I mean, this is not some crackpot, crackerjack box, credentialed doctor doing this stuff. These were well-credentialed, well-respected, well-established doctors and medical facilities, hospitals, universities, okay? Yeah, I hate to rain on your parade, but your government, a great many doctors and other professionals don't give a hoot about your health, especially when multiplied million-dollar budgets are concerned. That's what they were paid to do this stuff. Oh, man, I'm telling you, people need to snap out of it and wake up what's going on here. This is sickening stuff. So do you still doubt that there's a push for population control? Do you still doubt that your high-ranking government officials, your public servants, would ever think of doing such a thing, reducing the population? On what basis, pray tell? Speaking of the medical profession, here's something interesting to take note of. A full one-third of all people admitted into hospitals in the U.S. today are there because of complications from medications. Not only that, but 700,000 Americans die each year for this same reason. Complications from medications. Almost 1 million every year. Think about that, guys. And let me state it once again. A full one-third. These are government statistics, by the way. A full one-third of all people admitted into hospitals, one-third every year, are there because of complications from medication. You think this is an accident? They design medications, guys, with this thought in mind. I've talked in previous shows, and some of my guests have talked about it, and I'll talk about it on future shows, too. I'll be documenting this, that many of the psychotropic medications prescribed to people were developed simply because of their ability to attack the center of the brain that handles cognitive reasoning. And then they pawn it off on you under the pretext of helping you with various mental disorders. There's no level too low, guys, that our little globalist-controlled government won't sink to with its human experiments. The Organic Consumers Association reported on their website on November 18th of 2005, almost 2 years ago, quote, the EPA's Environmental Protection Agency, now there's a nice misnomer for you, the EPA's newly proposed rule, misleadingly titled Protections for Subjects in Human Research, yeah, they're real concerned about protecting people, puts industry profits ahead of children's welfare. So they're not only not concerned about adults and using them as guinea pigs, they're doing it with children as well. The rule allows for, the article continues, the rule allows for government and industry scientists to treat children as human guinea pigs in chemical experiments in the following situations. Number one, children who cannot be reasonably consulted, such as those that are mentally handicapped or orphaned newborns, with permission from the institution or guardian in charge of the individual, the child may be exposed to chemicals for the sake of research. Number two, parental consent forms are not necessary for testing on children who have been neglected or abused. Did you catch that? This is official government policy, understand. And it's stating that children who have been abused and taken away from their parents don't require parental consent to be tested upon. So they're going to take your kids away if you're abusing them or if they claim you're abusing them. And, you know, I've talked about this before. Most of the kids that are taken away from parents for abuse actually never abuse the kids at all. That's just the excuse they use. Like, you know, spanking. They call that abuse. It's not abuse, but they call it that so they can take your kid away. And then they're going to turn around and abuse them. This is according to government documents that admit this. Do you understand what's going on here? They just make up the claim that you're abusing them, and then they take them away and abuse them themselves in experiments. It's not like they're doing this under cloak of darkness without anybody knowing. They're telling you in their own policy papers that this is what they intend and, in fact, are doing. Number three, chemical studies on any children outside of the U.S. are acceptable. So none of these previous two mentioned stipulations would apply to foreign kids, i.e., you know, kids they pick up in the war on terror after they've already tortured them at Guantanamo. If there's anything left of them, well, we can experiment on them, and, you know, we don't have to go by any guidelines. It's open season on foreign kids. Hey, look, you still want to deny this? Live in your little fantasy world. You go right ahead. But I'm just telling you stuff that comes right from government documents. And you don't think they're interested in population control, in reducing the population, in murdering people so they can bring the population of the world down to 500 million, as the Georgia Guidestone monument states? Man, it's time we snap out of it, baby, and realize what's happening here. Interestingly, Congressman Dennis Kucinich introduced legislation in 2001 that was designed to prevent the use of space-based and HAARP-type systems from being used as weapons, not only in the realm of weather modification, as I've talked about on previous shows, but in other areas that are even more sinister. Known as H.R. 2977. Go Google it yourself if you think I'm making this up, guys. H.R. 2977, the Space Preservation Act of 2001 forbids the use of, quote, land-based, sea-based, or space-based systems using radiation, electromagnetic, psychotronic, sonic, laser, or other energies directed at individual persons or targeted populations for the purpose of information war, mood management, or mind control of such persons or populations. It also forbids the use of high-altitude, ultra-low frequency weapon systems. So there you go. That's your HAARP for you right there. Mr. Kucinich knows that this stuff is going on, and he's proposed this piece of legislation to prevent it being used on individuals or populations at large. Now, judging from the previous information I've just shared, where the government has admitted in the past to experimenting on people with radiation and chemical and biological warfare agents and microwave weapon systems, I mean, can't you see what's going on? This stuff is happening on a scale that is way beyond what most people are aware of. Yeah, you know, then you bring in the chemtrails thing. This piece of legislation goes on to mention chemtrails, harmful chemical agents that are released into the atmosphere via military planes every day all over the country, and indeed all around the world. You know, this has been going on, guys, again, for a long time now. You go out and you see these crisscrossed, white, cloudy trails that hover up there for hours on end. You're not dealing there with mere exhaust trails. They're very thin. They don't last for hours on end like these do. You know, you can actually, if you stick around long enough and the wind doesn't blow them away, if they settle to the ground, you can actually pick them up, although I would advise that you not touch them unless you've got special gloves on. They have the consistency of, you know, that toy, what do they call that, the crazy string or whatever the heck it's called. That's what they called it when I was a kid anyway, that foamy stuff. It has the same consistency. And this stuff has been collected and tested in labs, and it's high in barium and various different types of sulfates. It's poison. This stuff is neurotoxic, and they're pumping the atmosphere with it on a grand scale. You know, it's not just to poison the environment, though. That's one of the little fringe kickback benefits to it. But this stuff is also being used in conjunction with, you know, HAARP and other satellite-based systems. It actually acts like wires in the sky, if you will, to transmit signals and, you know, ELF radiation for weather modification applications and all other kinds of sinister. But understand, guys, what's going on here. Kucinich called for the prevention of the use of this kind of technology for mind control and other sinister purposes. So, I mean, nobody can deny that this stuff is going on anymore. You know, Congress admits that there's legislation in the books that calls for mandatory sterilization, mandatory injection of microchips. Man, you know, this is not some paranoid rambling here. This is stuff that has been brought before Congress on the floor, the Senate. You know, you can go read it in the Congressional Record. There's been legislation introduced. Of course, it never gets passed, but you know, the reason for releasing these toxins are too numerous to even elaborate on here, guys. There's all kinds of sinister applications of this. It's multifaceted. But suffice it to say that none of these reasons have anything to do with general public interest. In fact, again, quite to the contrary. This stuff is being used against us, to wage war on us. There's been other laws like this, by the way, that have been passed since 2001, or have been brought up for vote, I should say. But it's obvious, guys, that even if they do get passed, these laws are never going to be enforced. They'll just go deeper underground and become more covert in their applications of this stuff and their usages of this stuff. But again, do you see what kind of world that the elites have set up for us? I mean, do you have any doubt that these scoundrels are psychopaths? How about the death penalty, guys, in the last few minutes we have here? Let me elaborate on this. Here's an interesting quote. More than 100 countries have now abolished the death penalty in law or practice against the global trend toward abolition. Spelling correction I had to make there. Against the global trend toward abolition of this kind of practice, however, the United States has relentlessly increased its rate of executions and the number of crimes punishable by death. This is according to Amnesty International, United States of America, Rights for All, October 1998 report. This is another avenue, guys, of population control. The death penalty. This country kills more people annually with the death penalty than all other countries in the world combined. The use of the death penalty, considered a barbaric abuse of human rights throughout most of the rest of the world, has for some time now been sold to the American people as the antidote to rising levels of violent crime in society. Far from deterring crime, however, executions serve to foster yet more violence by legitimizing the use of deadly force. Increasingly, family and friends of the victims of the accused are encouraged to participate in the bloodlust by attending the execution. This is all psychological warfare, guys, designed to, you know, desensitize people and drive them mad, literally. They want to set people off, guys. They want you to go crazy, go out and get your guns and go on mad shooting so they don't have to stage fake ones themselves, and then use that as an excuse to, you know, pass more gun control legislation, on and on it goes. There is even talk occasionally of televising these events for all to see, just like the Roman Empire, you know, have the shows in the Colosseum, get the gladiators going, and they're throwing people to the lions. Hitler did it, guys. Before movies in the theaters, he would show films of slaughterhouse footage, you know, rabbits being slaughtered, whatever, just to desensitize you, get you accustomed to this kind of thing. All right, guys, we're going to go to break. Let's be right back. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Guys, welcome back to Earth Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've been talking about population control. And, yeah, guys, you know, this death penalty thing is a big part of it. You know, then when you realize the entrapment laws and how a great many people that are in our prison system haven't even committed any crime, or at least they were set up to commit a crime where otherwise they wouldn't have done anything, One of their favorite things, of course, as I've mentioned on previous shows, is to get policewomen to pose as prostitutes and solicit guys in bars. You know, when they're drinking, their guard is down to begin with. And, you know, if they're not drunk enough, they'll buy them drinks. They'll continue to come on to them with body language and all kinds of enticing words. And, you know, they're relentless. They'll keep doing it until the guy finally gives in. And as soon as they leave the bar, police are hiding in bushes. You know, they'll come out and grab them and arrest them. And there's another victim to add to the list of this prison industry system that they've built. You know, how does it happen that in the decade of the 90s, crime rates around the country dropped about 7%, and yet the prison population increased by 200%? We went from 1 million prisoners in 1990 to 2 million around 2000. You know, how does that happen? It happens through fraudulent systems like entrapment. And, you know, you always hear of these stories. They happen far more frequent than most people care to know, but someone will be given the death penalty, and then a few years later, evidence emerges that, whoops, he had nothing to do with it. You know, I mean, the death penalty is not defendable on any ground at all. It is inhumane, it's sinister, it's psychopathic. Anybody ever see a video? You know, that I don't recommend it. It's very disgusting. But years ago in my teen days, you know, it was really popular. The Faces of Death video. Or actually, I think there's like three or four of them now. It's just sickening stuff. But one of the scenes they showed in there, they're actual footages of people dying and being executed, beheaded. But they showed a scene of I just think of it now, and I'm just losing my appetite. I'm not even going to have lunch later. They showed a scene of a guy being electrocuted. It's the most... Ugh. But, you know, this stuff goes on all the time in many states around the union, and they're trying to increase it. They're far from getting rid of it. Well, here's one example. In 1996, President Clinton signed the Anti-Terrorism and Effective Death Penalty Act into law. This act, designed to reduce the time between sentence and execution, severely limits the appeals available to death row inmates in federal courts. This was from a report from Amnesty International, in the report, United States of America, Rights for All, the one I just made reference to, October 1998. So, you know, there's just one example of this. They're working to actually make it easier and quicker to execute people so that, you know... They can kill them before evidence does arise that they were innocent after all. Let's kill them as quick as we can before we find out that they're not guilty, and then we have to, you know, let them loose. They want to reduce the population. And, guys, it's no secret. It's a fact. Most of the people arrested in these phony or set up, I should say, in these phony arrests, you know, through entrapment are blacks and Hispanics. You cannot deny the statistics show this. The government's own statistics show this. So here we go. They get them on death row, and, you know, the bulk of the people that are executed in this country are minorities, blacks particularly, and Hispanics. So there's no question. This is part of their eugenics program targeting certain genotypes, ethnic cleansing. No question about it. All right, guys, got great guests lined up next week. Have a great weekend. We'll see you then.
With recent internet